Behavioral health professionals and their clients informed state lawmakers Tuesday that the disruption in care resulting from accusations of fraud has been hurtful. The state suspended Medicaid payments to the providers in June over allegations of fraud. State Auditor Hector Balderas, who's investigating the charges, urged better coordination among agencies in the future.
Ultimately, you don't want to create two sets of victims, which is the victims that experience Medicaid fraud firsthand and then victimize recipients because you might have put out providers out of business.
Balderas says questions remain about the disruption of services to the people he calls New Mexico's most vulnerable citizens. Santa Fe School Superintendent Joel Boyd wants the district to explore establishing its own criteria for graduation requirements. That potentially sets the district at odds with the state's public education department and guidelines it set in 2012. Boyd says he'd like to see graduation standards strengthened, but also wants achievable alternative competency measurements to be clearly defined. At Tuesday night's board meeting, the district's new attorney, Juno Zamora, asserted that local school boards have the power to develop local procedures. Santa Fe City Attorney has issued an opinion that municipal candidates cannot use e-signatures, such as those collected on a website, to count toward the mandatory minimum needed to qualify for public campaign financing. A memo this week from Assistant City Attorney Zach Chandler indicates such e-signatures would be difficult to verify in the event of fraud allegations. Candidates for mayor must collect 600 $5 contributions for mayor to receive public campaign funds. The State Game and Fish Department says wildlife poaching appears to be on the rise across New Mexico. Department officials are investigating 22 cases involving elk, deer, and antelope carcasses found headless and left to rot. Department officials are running roadblocks to check for illegal hunting activity and to gather data about harvest success. They're also deploying artificial elk and deer in the field to catch poachers who try to shoot illegally at night or from the road. Game and Fish officials say New Mexico has stiffer poaching civil penalties of up to $10,000. Despite recording its lowest attendance level in 10 years, New Mexico State Fair officials say they're pleased. The Albuquerque Journal reports fair attendance dropped nearly 4% compared to last year. But officials are blaming the drop on the 4 days of severe weather during the fair's 12-day run, saying it was likely responsible for the decline. Total attendance at this year's state fair was more than 392,000 people. Governor Susana Martinez's administration has announced Operation Soundstage, a workshop for veterans interested in pursuing jobs as crew members in the film and television industry. An orientation is scheduled for next Friday, in which the state will reimburse part of the wages of a veteran being trained by a crew member by a film or television production in New Mexico. The State Film Office says the workshop will be held at the Department of Workforce Solutions office building near downtown Albuquerque. Santa Fe police are still seeking a burglary suspect likely sporting one, if not two, black eyes. The would-be burglar attempted to enter a Southside Santa Fe residence through a bedroom window early Sunday morning. The man sleeping in the room woke up and began punching the prowler in the face. The prowler fell out of the window and fled the scene in a silver Pontiac sedan. Police want to hear from anyone who may have information as to the suspect's identity. The City of Santa Fe's Recreation Division reports Genevieve Chavez Community Center's leisure pool will reopen tomorrow and that new boilers for all the center's pools have been installed. Also, the city says the pool at Fort Marcy has revised its swimming hours to accommodate local swim team practices. The updated schedule is available on the city's website. Weather for Santa Fe, a long stretch of sunny, dry days is in store. Highs today in the upper 40s, lows tonight in the upper 20s, a bit warmer tomorrow and Friday with highs in the low 50s and overnight lows near 30 degrees. I'm Tom Tropebridge, KSFR News.